purse must worship him in spirit and in truth. I wanna be a true worshiper, true worshiper that worships God in spirit and in truth. I wanna be a true worshiper, true worshiper that worships God in spirit and in truth. Hello and Wagwan family, I am Lisa May. Welcome to Becoming a True Worshipper, where we seek to learn how every day and in every situation, we can become who God wants us to be. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you are new to this channel, a very special welcome to you. You can listen to all the episodes of Becoming a True Worshipper on Spotify, Apple, Amazon, and Google, or you can go to my YouTube channel called Lisa May. If you haven't subscribed as yet, I invite you to hit that subscribe button and turn on your notification bell so you can be notified when a new episode is posted. Thank you so much for your support as we together continue to learn how to become the best version of ourselves for God. Amen. Amen. Let's get into today's episode. So, the last time we learned that change is not change until we change. Change is not change until we change. We know that change is a part of life, whether we expect it or not. A change is not easy, and it can be very scary because it disrupts our usualness and asks us to step out of our comfort zone into the unknown. But whether or not we go through these changes or grow through these changes is entirely up to us. We have this saying in Jamaica that you can carry donkey go water, but you can't make him drink it. In English, it means you can lead a horse to water, but you cannot make him drink. Which means that you can lead or share an opportunity with somebody or someone, which will change their lives if they take up the opportunity, if they make the change. But you cannot force them to do so. You cannot force them to take up the opportunity. You can't force them to change. You know, opportunities sometimes comes wrapped up in unusual packages. If we don't open them, then we will never experience what is inside. Change is inevitable. Change is inevitable, but personal growth is optional. Change gives us an opportunity to grow. Change gives us an opportunity to grow. But it is entirely up to us whether or not we do so, whether or not we change, whether or not we see this opportunity as a way how we can grow, a way how we will learn, a way how we can better ourselves. Author James Allen says that men are anxious to improve their circumstances, but are unwilling to improve themselves. They therefore remain bound. End of quote. So what keeps us bound or prevents us from making the personal changes needed to improve our lives, whether financially, physically, mentally, or spiritually? What is keeping us from making those changes in our lives? What is preventing us from becoming who God wants us to be? We want to look at some of the reasons. I want to suggest to you that these are some of the reasons why we resist change, why we don't change. Let's talk about them. Let me share some of them with you. The first one, pride. Pride. Now, what is pride? Pride is a feeling that we are more important, or that you are more important or better than other people. It's a feeling of having an excessively high opinion of one's self or one's own importance. Let me give you that definition again. Pride is a feeling that you are more important or better than other people, having an excessively high opinion of oneself or one's own importance. Now, that is one way how pride presents itself, because pride can be very subtle. You may even be unaware of it. Let me share this article with you, written by Ronald McDonald. It's called The Secretly Prideful Person. And I'm just going to be sharing a part of the article. It says, and I'm quoting, "Our self or ego is basically who we are as a person. It's not good or bad. It's just what makes us us. Unhealthy pride happens when we do or say things for the purpose of people praising ourselves, or for making ourselves feel good, or putting ourselves ahead of someone else's self. Pride wants ourselves to be praised, get glory, be worshipped, and be highly talked about, even when we are not in the room. Unhealthy pride can give us an elevated view of our own self that is not accurate, but we truly start to believe it and act to reinforce what we have come to believe as true. And when someone questions or challenges the view of ourself as not accurate, the fireworks begin." End of quote. So pride in any form can hinder us from changing. Pride hinders change because we will never see anything wrong with ourselves. We will never see anything wrong with ourselves, only others. Pride is so deceptive. Pride can be so deceptive, and so we are often unaware of it. As I shared before, we are often unaware of pride because it is so subtle. So awareness of pride is very important, because it hinders not only our growth, or hinders us from changing, but it hinders our relationship with God. God hates pride. In Proverbs 6 verse 16, it reads, "These six things the Lord hates. Indeed, seven are repulsive to him. A proud look, the attitude that makes one overestimate oneself and discount others." That was from the Amplified Version. So a proud look. God hates a proud look. And a proud look is an attitude that makes one overestimate oneself and discount others. And remember, we learned that how we think is who we become. As a man thinks, so he becomes. So if we consider or think about ourselves, we overestimate who we are, then we are looking down on others. We think ourselves better than others. Hear what James 4 verse 6b says, the ESV version. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. We need to repent of the spirit of pride. We need to repent as the Holy Spirit shows us. We need to repent of the spirit of pride and ask the Lord for a humble and teachable spirit. A humble and teachable spirit if we are going to change. The next reason why we don't change is fear. Fear. So the first reason I'm suggesting to us why we don't change is pride. And the second reason is fear. Fear. Now what is fear? An unpleasant emotion caused by the threat of danger, pain, or harm. Fear of an unknown, losing control, fear of rejection. So these are the types of fears that one can experience. Fear of the unknown, fear of losing control, fear of rejection, fear of being judged, fear of getting hurt, and fear of failure. Now, Proverbs 24, verse 16a says, "For though the righteous falls seven times, we will rise again. Though the righteous falls seven times, we will rise again." And the word of God tells us also that fear is a spirit, but it wasn't given to us by God. Fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear. He has not given us the spirit of fear, so we must reject it. And hear what Proverbs 1 verse 9 says, the NIV. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Wherever you go, whatever you're facing, whatever is in front of you, whatever changes you need to make, don't be afraid. The Lord is with you. And then according to Psalms 34 verse 4, God will deliver us from all our fears. This is a promise. God will deliver us from all our fears when we seek Him in prayer. So if we are going to overcome fear that prevents us from changing, we need to seek God in prayer. Amen. Now here is the third reason why we don't change. And that's rebellion. Rebellion. Now, rebellion is resistance or defiance of any authority, control, or tradition. It's very dangerous to rebel against God's order. It's very dangerous to rebel against God's order, because according to 1 Samuel 15, verse 29, when we reject God, when we reject God, He will also reject us. So we must be submissive to God. We must be submissive to God, even when we don't agree with His instructions. We must be submissive to God, even when we don't agree with His instructions. So one of the reasons why we don't change is because we reject the instructions that God is giving to us. And so when we reject God's instructions, and because He knows He has good plans for us, He knows what is best for us, So we need to ask the Lord to help us, to rid us of the spirit of rebellion, the attitude that rebels against God's authority. Amen. And number four, the fourth reason why we don't change or why we resist change, number four is laziness. Laziness. The Oxford Dictionary describes laziness as being unwilling to work or be active, or a lack of care to do something. Laziness is being unwilling to work or be active, or a lack of care to do something. It's idleness. And we know that an idle mind is a devil's playground. And laziness creates an atmosphere of poverty. Laziness creates, it's a good atmosphere for poverty. It promotes an atmosphere of poverty. Proverbs 14 verse 23, the NLT version says, "Work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty." If we're going to talk, man, back it up with action. If we're going to change, we said in the last episode, change is not change until you change. You can say that you're going to change all you want. We can say it. But until we start to put in the work, we won't see any results. So Proverbs 14 verse 23 says that work brings profit, but mere talk leads to poverty. Poverty. Figure out what motivates you. Figure out what motivates you and set reasonable goals and create accountability. That's one of the ways how we can overcome or deal with laziness. You know, how we can get rid of laziness. We have to be intentional. So figure out what motivates you. And then you set reasonable goals, and create accountability. Whether you have a friend that you share these goals with, and you ask them to help you, ask them to hold you accountable, you know, ask them to help you on your journey. Because you're overcoming pride, you know, we need help. We need each other. And remember to stay positive as you take the necessary steps to complete each task or to achieve your goal. So how we're going to overcome laziness? Figure out what motivates you. Set reasonable goals and create accountability. Stay positive as you take the necessary steps to complete a task or to achieve your goal. Here's another reason why we resist change. Number five, ignorance. Ignorance. Now, ignorance is a lack of knowledge or awareness, which leads to poor decision making. And poor decision making will always negatively affect us. If we don't know, we can't make good decisions. And when we don't make good decisions, it will always affect us negatively. So ignorance is one of the reasons why we don't change. Because ignorance is lack of knowledge or awareness. So we need to continue gaining knowledge, getting knowledge, the knowledge that will change our lives, the knowledge that will shift us from a level of poor thinking, a level where we are just watching life go by. We're afraid of failure. That's one of the reasons why we don't change. Ignorance. Another reason, number six, complacency. We become too satisfied with ourselves. We become too satisfied with maybe our achievements to date. We become too satisfied with the situations that we are in, whether negative or positive. We become satisfied. So we do not feel that any change is necessary. We do not feel that we need to change. Complacency is dangerous. Complacency tells you that things will not change, or they cannot change for one reason or another. And so when we are complacent, when we have already accepted in our minds that things will not change or things cannot change, then it will. That is what will happen. That is exactly what will happen. Because remember, change must start first in our minds. Change must first start in our minds before it can manifest in our actions. Yes, you know, old habits die hard. The way how we think, the way how we behave for years, the old thinking we have for so many years, it can be challenging to overcome, to get rid of these old habits. But old habits, in order for them to die, in order for the change to happen, we have to be intentional. We have to be intentional. Change is constant. Change is inevitable. It's also unavoidable. You can't avoid change. You cannot avoid change. Change is also disruptive. Change is disruptive. Arnold Bennett says that any change, even a change for the better, is always accompanied by drawbacks and discomfort. Change is disruptive. Hear what Eleanor Roosevelt said. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I have lived through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. You must do the thing you think you cannot do. End of quote. Friends, nothing in life has ever been accomplished without things changing. Can I say that again? Nothing in life has ever been accomplished without things changing. Sometimes the change you need to make may look negative at first, but in the end, you realize that it was the best thing that could have happened to you. It was the best thing that could have happened to you. We cannot change until we change. We cannot fulfill our God-given purposes without change. We cannot become if we remain the same. We cannot become who God wants us to be if we remain the same. Yes, change can be difficult, but it is necessary if we are going to grow and experience a new thing. It is necessary if we are going to experience what God has next in store for you and for me. Hear what he says in Isaiah 43, verse 18 and 19. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God is about to make a way for you in the wilderness. God wants to make streams in your wasteland, but he's asking you to forget the former things. He's asking you to step into the unknown, to be intentional, in this season, to be intentional about changing. He wants to do a new thing in you, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, the one who knows our tomorrows today, help us, God. Help us to forget the former things. Help us, God Almighty, to forget our failures, our shortcomings. Help us, God Almighty, to see and embrace the new things you are about to do, the new things you are doing in this season. Help us, God, not to continue giving you reasons, not to continue preventing the changes that are necessary, God Almighty, to bring about your purpose in our lives. Help us, Father. Help us, Father, to allow you to perfect everything in our lives, in our character, so we can experience the new thing, the springs, God Almighty, that will burst forth in our lives. That will burst forth, Almighty God, in our lives, in our ministries, in our families, in our marriages, in our businesses. Father, help us in this new season to embrace all that you are doing for our good. Father, we thank you. We thank you even now as you continue to renew our minds so that you can transform our situations and transform our lives. Thank you, God, for your mercies. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We honor you. We glorify you. Thank you for this new season, this new day. Thank you for the fresh anointing, Almighty God. We give you all the glory. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So this is where we will close this episode. Until next time, be blessed.
Spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in spirit and in truth. spirit, and his worshipers must worship him in